Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mellow. Wow. So, like, where do I go from here? You know, it's like one of those things. Hey, y'all. Guys, episode three. We're back for a really good time today. Guys, there's a lot in store. There's a lot happening visually. Again, I forgot to give my disclaimer last episode of if you're an audio listener, I appreciate you. But for all seven of you, I think it might benefit to maybe come to YouTube because there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening here, especially today. Also, guys, okay. These minion goggles. So if you're just listening, I'm a minion today. Minions. I have these goggles that I got from Spirit Halloween for $15. And they're bedazzled. They're bedazzled minion goggles. Like, wow, Spirit Halloween really knows how to do it. Because trust and believe, if these weren't bedazzled at Spirit Halloween, I would have gone home, grabbed some glue, and bedazzled them my damn selves. Okay. Anyways. Guys, I have a big day today. Big day for me. Okay, this is really big news. Usually when I film episodes, me saying that, like I filmed more than, I don't know, two episodes in my life. But usually, I guess when I... usually when I film, and yes, I'm putting these gloves back on. Yes, and like, why are you looking at me like that's weird? Why are you looking at me like that's like a weird thing? Usually when I film episodes or when I film YouTube videos or when I do anything that has to do with me being on camera, I don't usually do anything for the rest of the day because, you know, it's just like when you're a YouTuber, when you're a TikToker, when you're a content creator, guys, we need to talk about the word content and how that has ruined society. As a whole, like, and you think I'm joking. I'm really not joking because the word content has just ruined like the flow. Like I used to be able to be like, oh, let's take pictures today. Oh, let's film TikToks today. And now it's like, let's make content. My content is like this. I think that I got upset with the word after that one scandal where like there was that girl who was a wedding makeup artist and she stayed at the wedding that she was doing the makeup for all day to film content because she needed to get her content. The whole time she kept saying, well, I had to get content from the wedding. If I have a wedding and my damn makeup artist is staying around just to get some content, we're gonna have a problem. We're gonna have a really big problem. Because did I just say we're gonna have a problem? Well, I'm really in my minion bag. We're gonna have a problem. Okay. And like, this is really hot, but they're just not coming off. Like, they're really just not coming off. So anyways, and I just hate the word content. Do you guys like get what I'm saying? Do you guys see people say that, like use that word now a lot more? Like people use that word so much more now than they used to because I feel like people used to just be like normal about it, you know? Like be like, oh, I'm going to film TikToks or I like take photos for Instagram. I don't know. Do what you do. But now it's like, oh, I need to take content. I need to film my content. I hate that. I don't know. It just feels lifeless to me. I think it feels lifeless. Maybe it's just because I'm upset because I'm like an old, old decrepit hag. An old, old hag who just prefers the use of the word. Actually, I don't have another word. So now I'm just like, okay. Anyways, sorry. Y'all are bored. Oh, They're on wrong. They're not on wrong. And like these gloves are going to be an issue the whole episode. Anyways, oh yeah, usually when I film, I just don't do anything after. But guys, big news for me. because I am going to the sweat tour tonight. I have to leave my house the second I'm done with this episode. Like, you guys think I'm joking? Like, no, I'm not joking. I really, I'm going to be in a rush. And this is an issue. It wouldn't be an issue, actually, if I looked like how I did last week, which was sickening and beautiful. Speaking of that, guys, I edited the damn podcast from last week. We need to talk about how good I looked. I thought I looked ugly. It was the dysmorphia. It was the worms in my brain speaking because I looked gorge. Sorry. Anyways, but then today I can't do that. Like, I'm not going to the damn Charlie XCX Troye Sivan sweat tour, like, looking like this. But maybe I will. No. But that'd be kind of fun. Imagine me in the crowd, like, when I go to the club, I want to hear those. The remix album came out. So this is big for me because I'm jobless. This is a really big day for people without jobs. And I enjoyed the album. That's all I got to say on that. Like, wow, she got the best collaborators of all time. The fact that she has Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, the 1975, Bon Iver, like, just the most random people on a soundtrack. On a soundtrack. Me saying that like I'm literally 80 years old. My hair is a little overwhelming today. Do you guys think that my hair is a little overwhelming? Like, I have a passion for being beautiful. And that's what I want to tell you guys. That's the message that I want to be giving. Because I know in my all my episodes these days, you know, the one thing I want to start off with every time seems to be, oh, look at my outfit. I made it myself. Oh, look at my hair. I did it myself. Because guys, I just do a lot of things myself. That's what I fill my time with, is doing things to benefit me. But I want to let it be known that, guys, you could do anything that you believe. I didn't know how to style a wig 3 days ago. Now look at me. But it's true, like, you don't have to be spending a bunch of money to, like, to get what you want. Like, there's always ways around things. I'm in my minion bag. I told you guys this. Things to do's today's. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Charlie XCX. So I'm really excited about that. But stay tuned to see if I wear my minion outfit to the Charlie XCX tour. Also, okay, I want to give a few more disclaimers. Sorry about my disclaimers. I'm the queen of disclaimers. Me. A few things. One, when I started this podcast, I really hoped that it was going to be a really, like, euphoric, calming experience, like, a little bit funny, a little bit calm, just like a normal podcast, you know, like, where we could just hang. Like, that's the vibe I want. I want you guys to be able to be watching TV. Wait, what? Doing your homework and listening to my podcast. Or, hey, watching TV and doing my podcast, whatever you want to do, I want you to be able to do that. But then after rewatching the episodes that I filmed, this doesn't seem like it's that type of podcast. And it's, like, not on purpose. Like, it's the kind of podcast where you, like, do a line of coke and then listen or something. Because I think that's the only way you can keep up with what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to slow myself down here. My episodes are only, like, 50 minutes long. And I think it's an issue. I want them to be an hour. I want to crack an hour today. I really want to. It seems like I can't because I just ramble. Sponsored by Ramble. No, it's not. Sponsored by no one. Or maybe someone. Guys, we need to talk about sponsorships. Can I let you guys in on, like, some secrets, some industry secrets? There's a lot of industry secrets that, you know, people just don't know about influencers and fun things like that. But I think it's fun to talk about, personally. I think it's fun because it's not that serious. I guess it is people's jobs, so it is serious. But to me, it's not that serious. Like, okay, I'm going to give you guys the honest truth about me. No one sponsors me. Like, and if this podcast does have sponsors, then just know that witchcraft is truly being done on myself. Like, there is genuine witchcraft occurring. And, like, thank God for that. Truly thank God for the witchcraft. I just don't usually get sponsors. It's just not something that happens with me. And maybe it's just because I don't post enough. Maybe. That's what I tell myself. Or maybe it's because I'm ugly. I don't know the reason. It's almost frowned upon to talk about this. I don't know. It's supposed to be, like, a bit of a secret. But I'm going to talk about it because it is my truth. Brands think I'm nasty. But also, like, an influencer sitting here complaining about not getting brand deals is, like, probably worse than just, like, probably worse than, like, I think it's just the worst thing ever. So it's worse than nothing. This is the worst. The reason it upsets me, though, I think it's just because I know people who, like, who maybe I don't think deserve, in my opinion, but, like, kudos to them. Kudos for getting that bag. But, like, I just have people that I don't know if I agree. If I was on the team, I wouldn't pick them to be sponsored for some things. And you guys see it too. Random influencers promoting something that they probably got paid $30,000 for. Me, I get paid nothing. I get paid nothing to do nothing. Okay, so I guess that makes sense. Anyways, but back to what I was first saying about the sweat tour, guys. Yes, I'm so excited. Comment down below if you think I'm gonna die. I think I'm going to drink a lot tonight. I really do. And this is exciting. That's why I have Red Bull in hand. Red Bull and fingers. I'm so excited for the sweat tour, but it just means that I have to be drinking. Like, it does. Drinking for me, we have a weird relationship. We really do. You can ask any of my friends and they're going to tell you one thing about me when I drink. They're going to tell you one thing about me is that I'm actually the problem. I am the problem but not what you think. Because I could drink so much and nothing really seems to happen to me. I seem to just stay the same. But in my brain, things are not the same. Things get evil and things get dark quick. Things get really dark-sided really fast. So what this means is that people will always try to tell me to drink more drinks. They'll be like, oh, drink. You're not drunk. You need to drink more. You need another shot. What if I don't want one? What if I'm dying? What if I'm blacked out and you don't even know? Because that's my vibe. I think I just have an issue because of my weird brain chemistry where like I really don't let up control. I really like, I know that the tequila wants to take over my body, but I will not let it. I will not. No. Mm-mm-mm. That won't happen. It will not. So I need to go tonight and I need to be demure. Anyways, next thing I want to talk about is a bit of my stealing lore, which who's excited to talk about that? I know we're going to revisit this one day and I'd love to go into a full kind of retelling that story because I know I made the YouTube video about it, but there's still so much lore, like the leading up, the before, the after, the like how I started stealing, like, and again, you know, disclaimer, of course, don't steal. Guys, don't steal. It's just not the thing to do. I actually stole one time in LA. I stole from Target by accident and I felt so guilty. Like that trauma stays with you and it's fun. It's cute at first because yes, you can get free things very easily from stealing. Like it's the truth. We know this. Like it's not very hard to steal, but to steal and get away with it, that's where it's hard. I'm not trying to condone bad behavior. I'm just saying that I'm acknowledging that it is easy to steal. Don't get that twisted. Doesn't mean you should do it. Does not mean, because you will eventually get caught. That's what happened to me, is I got so confident with it that one day I was like, oh, I'm gonna steal 70,000 things. And then I went to jail. So, but yeah, so I have this story though about something I forgot about until the other day and it was killing me. And this opens up a whole new rabbit hole of conversation that I don't wanna get into just yet. Also, these are coming off. Like, I'm sorry, they are coming off. Like we had them for long enough. Maybe they'll come back. Sorry, guys, sorry. Back in the day, I used to have this obsession with, how do you say, hand sanitizers and lip balms. If you know, you know, there was a big community on Instagram of people who just loved pocketbacks. And if you know what a pocketback is, that is and it's this. It's not just any hand sanitizer. It is a Bath & Body Works mini hand sanitizer. That is what a pocketback is. That's what they're technically called. And I had an obsession with them. I owned hundreds because it was a thing on Instagram for like you to make accounts reviewing pocketbacks and lippies. And that's exactly what I did. It's an expensive obsession. It was an expensive hobby for someone who was 13 or 12 like I was at the time. It was just an obsession for me. It was an obsession. It was like a flow too because you had to keep buying more to keep reviewing them. But the difference between, you know, me doing that now, if I were to do that with like makeup or something, is I wasn't getting paid shit. No money was being made. It was just like, it was a hobby. So, you know, usually you'd see like a bunch of white rich kids on Instagram doing this. Like you could tell like they would do like house tours. There was a lot of lore. Guys, there was a lot of pocketback lippy reviewer lore. And if you know, you know. And like, if you know, you're probably gagged I'm talking about it because it was niche. But this was like a really big community on Instagram of kids my age or, okay, I guess my generation. So it was like when we were like 12 or 13 reviewing these things, and which is so stupid too, because every single one of them smell the same. Like they all just smell like apple flavored hand sanitizer or like vanilla flavored hand sanitizer. And like Bath & Body Works was also an evil corporation because they would literally repackage the same scents with different names and different packaging and then try to convince us that they were different things. So it's like reviewing the same like 20 cents over and over just with different names and like maybe a different color. Like maybe they would change the color of it. But what I will say is that it was a blast. Like girl, trust and believe, my hands were always clean. Zero germs on my hands, zero. Because I always had one with me or like seven. Now we get to the ugly part of the story, which is where I did steal many. I stole lots of things. And I talked about this actually on my video where I told my stealing story is, you know, how I, of course, stole baby lips from TJ Maxx. And sorry, TJ Maxx. Sorry, Baby Lips. I actually told that story on TikTok one time and Maybelline commented on it. And they were like, don't worry, Baby Lips are still being sold. Because I was like, why'd they discontinue them? Girl, no, they didn't. Yes, so I stole, that's where my stealing journey kind of began because I needed to keep up my flow. I needed to keep up with my account. I can't keep reviewing the same damn things. I need more. I need stock. I need stock in pocket backs. So one time I was at Bath & Body Works, and also keep in mind, my parents were not very supportive of this. Not because they thought it was like bad. They just didn't want me to spend money on like 17 hand sanitizers. Like money can go elsewhere. This is not what is needed. But then again, I was like 13. Like, what the hell else did I need money for? But anyways, my mom would always get pissed when I would buy things. So I would always hide them from her. But one time I went with my friend, bought 20, stole like 7, which kind of makes sense. Like, does that make sense to anyone else? Like, I was still being moral with it. Like, I still bought a few, but then I stole a few more. You know what I'm saying? So I was being moral. But anyways, and girl, Bath & Body Works, they never caught me. Bath & Body Works never caught me stealing. Except for when they did. Because one day my mom saw the bag. You know, she was like, are you kidding? Did you really just purchase all of these? And I was like, yeah, it's like for my like, my Instagram. It's for my pocket back reviewing Instagram. I need them. Don't you know? And girl, she was like, what the hell? Like, we don't need, girl, what the hell? She was like, we're returning these. We're returning these. This is not happening. We're done. You're returning these right now. I was like, okay. That would be fine if I didn't steal 7 of them. Because what are they going to do when I go to say, hi, Bath & Body Works employee. Hi, can I return these? Show her the receipt. 15 on the receipt, 7 not on the receipt. Like, what do you do in that situation? What do you do in that situation? I don't know. I do know. Because at this point too, this was the beginning of my stealing phase. My mom didn't know that I was stealing. So I remember like she, you know, brought me back, grabbed the bag, like, we're taking these back. And I was like, please, 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 I have to review them. I need them for my channel. And we like went to Bath & Body Works. I was freaking out. I was freaking the F out. And the worst part is that this, I bought all them because they had just re-released the rarest pocket backs. It was like Honey Buns or something. If you know, you know, the Honey Buns pocket back, like it was rare. So we go to the Bath & Body Works counter. I give her my bag and I'm like, literally, like I can't explain the fear. That fear was almost as bad as when I got arrested because I thought I was about to get arrested. So she's like returning them. And then she's like, oh, there's a few in here that aren't on the receipt. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Actually, I don't think I said anything. Girl, my ass. I was like I didn't have any words. There are no words. There are no words. Like, there are no words. And so I just kind of let it run its course. I think she probably knew that I stole them, especially because the fact that my mom made me come in and return them, she might have thought that, like, she caught me stealing. But I don't know. She kind of didn't gaff. Like, girl, this was a random Bath & Body Works employee in, like, suburbs of Austin, Texas. Like, she didn't give a freak. She really didn't give a freak. But that really scared me. And justice for pocket backs. Now, they're, like, so much more expensive than they used to be. It used to be $5 for $6. Girl, that's a good deal. That is a good deal. I remember people used to literally review them and then, like, talk about the formula. Meaning, literally getting a hand sanitizer and saying, this one is super moisturizing. And then they would get, like, another one and be like, this one's really drying. Girl, it's the same damn thing. It's the same thing. Like, we were so drama and I'm obsessed. And like me reviewing like Baby Lips and being like, this is my lip combo of the day. Turn off the camera, wiping it off, and then like going and probably like creating trauma in my life. Anyways, but yeah, so I really miss those days. I still have like a bag full of some of the pocket backs and lippies. Who knows about Revos? Sorry, okay. Next thing I'm going to talk about that's really important for me, and this is classic podcast. Like, now that we're really in the groove here, I feel like I'm a real podcaster because we're going to talk quickly about astrology. And I'm going to be like a straight man. I'm going to be like a straight man today, and I have some questions. I have some questions. I am a Sagittarius, and I think I resonate with that. I know that Sagittarius people are supposed to, you know, like fall deeply in love with other Sagittarius, and that has happened to me. So that reigns true. Sagittarius and Aries are supposed to be compatible, and that also reigns true in my life. But then here's where things get weird. I can't with like the compatibilities. And someone let me know. I'm not going to harp on this for too long because I know a lot of y'all don't care. And neither do I, to be honest. But like, don't try to tell me that Sagittarius and Pisces don't get along. Because girl, my best friend in the world is a Pisces. And like, it's just like this. But like, according to astrology, it's not. Like, don't piss me off. And then also, people who really want to come up to me at like parties and talk to me about my astrology, girl, you're slurring your words. I don't think you know about the truth. Tell me about your rising. Tell me about how my rising works with my moon. Tell me about this and that. Like, it is the most Okay, now I'm being a bitch. Guys, I'm sorry. Guys, now I'm being a bitch. But do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Because like, it is such a complicated thing. I understand that it's very real in the sense that the stars do exist. And this is like a chart that people made. So I'm not trying to diss on it. But what I'm saying is that I don't believe it because like, do y'all really know what you're talking about? Because if it was like, here's the truth. If it was like Trisha Paytas telling me about this, girl, her spiritual ass, like I would believe it. Or if it was like an astrologist telling me about my star sign and my compatibilities with other people and like breaking down my chart and giving like some nuance to it. So where it's not just like, oh, you're a Sagittarius. You must be so fun. Like, okay, actually I'm the worst person ever. Wait till you find that out. But like, I just don't like believe everything I hear. So someone let me know, should I do more research on this? Should I break it down? Should I tell you guys about my star chart? Do you guys care? I don't think I do. So anyways, just had to point that out though, because maybe I should be changed. Like, to be loved is to be changed. And I think you guys love me. You guys should really start loving me because maybe you need to change me. But anyways, let me know. I want to quickly talk about something that has been annoying me for years. I tell you, years. Obviously dating apps, they're a good time. They're a really good time. Like, they are a fun time. I'm going to be honest. Like, that's, I do miss them. Not because I want to be in a relationship, but it's just fun scrolling through people. Like, how fun is that? Like, I need that, but just for like, just for no reason. Like, let me just scroll through people. I guess that's Instagram. So now it doesn't seem as fun. But you know what I'm saying? Like, dating apps are just fun. There's no better activity in the world than meeting up with friends, going through their Hinge or their Bumble on like AirPlay on the TV. Like, there is just nothing more fun and being like doing a little game. Like, that Hinge is a game. Hinge is a game. But I want to talk about a different app today. One that I was never on. I've been living in LA for about 4 years now. And you know, the biggest app here is Raya. Raya is just, I know every single one of my friends are on it, have been on it, have gone on dates from people with Raya. And it's a very interesting thing because, you know, even me talking about Raya right now solidifies the fact that they're never going to let me on because they have like a team of freaks, and yes, freaks, who go around, watch people's videos and like make sure that they're not being mentioned. Or if they are being mentioned, it has to be like with their rules. Like, you can't talk about going on dates with people from Raya. You cannot talk about people you've matched with, which wouldn't be an issue for me because I was never accepted. They have something against me. I was feeling crazy back in the day. I was single and I was having fun. And I was in LA and I lived alone. Like, what else was I supposed to do? Nothing. Also, I had multiple friends who gave me their recommendation link, which if you know, it's like, if you have that recommendation from people who are already on the app, it helps you quite a lot. They thought I was ugly. They thought I was disgusting. They thought I was a joke. I think they genuinely thought I was a joke because never accepted. Never. Never. And why? The photos I used were like gorgeous. And also, what's the problem with me? I guess I'm, okay, me saying that, like, I'm not dressed like this on the internet right now. You swipe on Ryan, you see this. Then what? Then what's going to happen? And I know I wasn't going to get any matches. Like, I know no one was going to be matching with my ass there. But, like, what if they wanted to? Like, what if there's someone out there who wants a freak like me? I just don't understand what that's about. Like, it's the social hierarchy that could just never be escaped. Like, it's like, where do I belong in this world? Where are all the freaks? We need a dating app for all the sickening freaks like me. Is that what I have to do? I have to make my own dating app for sickening cool people. And if you look like you have no vibe, you don't get to be on. Because people who spend their lives, who get a job at Raya and spend their lives doing, watching this and being like, oh, Antonio Garza will never be allowed. Okay. And you're never going to be allowed to be happy. And you're never going to be allowed to be awesome. And you're never going to be allowed to be cool. Because what you are is a boring person who puts themselves in a box. A box. Yes, a box. You are in a box. Your little box over there. And I want to kick that box. I do. Because what do you mean? I'm not accepted. It's rude. It's also like, I had the same rant with Hermes. I think Hermes is the dumbest brand ever. I hope they see this. And also the Birkin that I have, if you guys have seen, I own a pink Birkin. It's fake. It was for a Halloween costume. For my Jeffree Star Halloween costume. I just get passionately angry because what do you mean? I can go in there with $50,000 in my hand. I haven't done this, nor will I ever do this, by the way. But if I wanted to, I could walk in there with 50K and be like, I want a Birkin. And they could be like, no, you actually have to buy 17 pairs of ugly ass flip flops and like a horse belt first. I don't want a damn horse belt. I don't want an Hermes saddle. I don't want to have to buy an Hermes blanket. I don't want to have to buy Hermes teacups to buy a Birkin. I wouldn't even buy a Birkin because they're fugly. They're fugly. But if I wanted one, what if I wanted one one day? What if I wanted one one day? Then like, I want to be able to buy one. Because like, what do you mean? It's like the exclusivity is disgusting to me. Same thing with Soho House. Third victim. There's a third victim today. No, sorry. Third, demon. Soho House. But I've been to the Soho House in LA. It's all exclusive in there. Girl, your food sucks. The view isn't that good. And three, don't yell at me when I'm trying to be on my phone. One time I was on a phone call in Soho House and the lady was like, girl, I saw her ass making a damn fool of herself over there. What did I do? Nothing. I didn't hang up the damn phone. It was an important phone call. I was trying to find out where my friends were in the Soho House. So I was calling her because it's like big. And if you don't know, sorry, Soho House is like an exclusive like club, restaurant vibe in LA. It's like pointless nothingness. Like that's, I literally just said words that don't mean anything. Like it is nothing. It is nothing. I'm never going to get accepted again. If I wanted to like get a membership, I don't give a frick. I don't give a frick. So Raya, you'll be dying soon. Hermes, you'll be dying soon. Soho House, you'll be dying soon. Especially with Raya. Like, what are y'all freaks doing? Who am I going to match with on Raya? Like, the dad from, like, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Wait, there wasn't a dad. The dad from, like, Wizards of Waverly Place. Who am I matching with that's so exclusive that I can't even talk about Raya? Who? 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 I can't find them. I can't find them. Okay, me saying that because I've never been on. Like, okay, wait. Like, I really can't find them. I don't know. It upsets me. It pisses me off. And I think it's just as a person who has like dealt with bullying, it just feels like a targeted attack towards me. I don't like the targeted attack feeling. I don't. I want to feel included. That's what it comes down to. And with Hermes, like that's a whole other thing because I understand that's like part of their brand and that's like why like people talk about them. But like, oh my God, boring, stupid, I hate you. I guess that's all I have to say on that. But who said girls dressed as minions can't get into Soho House? Okay, also, sorry, really want to quickly touch on a Trisha Paytas song. Guys, I have a song from Sad Boy that you guys need to hear. And if you don't know, Sad Boy is Trisha Paytas's like rock band that she started back in like 2020, I believe. There is a song by Trisha Paytas called Van Gogh. When I heard this song, I don't believe that it's a cover. I don't think that it's a cover of another song. I'm pretty sure it's an original. It is a classic. It is a classic. Trisha, that song is a masterpiece. Please, if there's one thing you take from this episode, go listen to Van Gogh by Trisha Paytas. It is, you're going to be blown away. I also want to say that my other favorite songs of the week are, the Brat remix album, the whole thing. Also, just remember that I'm going to the Sweat Tour. Like, I did forget, but now I'm remembering. Like, oh my God, wow. This is, I have a really random story I want to talk about. So this is when I still lived in Texas. I had a New York Times reporter at my house. There was this press opportunity that I got with YouTube. So they were doing like this New York Times story about me. But what it meant is that this girl was going to follow me through like a day in my life. So I was like, oh, wonderful. So she got to come to my house where I film my YouTube videos. And we did an interview. We sat down. I showed her what it looks like to get set up for me. And it was a really, really cool experience. This lady was so sweet. I hope this gets back to her because I have a message for her, which is sorry, but I'll explain why because things got dark. This was when I had first got my Tesla. I had just started driving. That doesn't mean I should have been driving. Like, it really doesn't mean that. I was a good driver, but I was reckless. I was very reckless with my driving because my car was so quick that like I could really swerve and like you could kind of be... You can cut a little bit of corners on the road sometimes. I don't do this anymore because now I just care about like living most of the time. At this time, I was just like, I was about efficiency, about driving fast. So the New York Times reporter, she comes to my house. We're doing this whole thing. And then we go to get lunch. And it's me, her, and actually a YouTube rep who was there as well, who love her too. We're driving. The way there is fine. But then the way back, I start doing really crazy things. I almost merged into another car. Keep in mind, 15 years old, don't have a license. I don't know why I was driving the car with a New York Times reporter. Why? And why was she in Texas? Like, what was going on? Honestly, like, so many things just happened to me that I just forget happened. And I'm like, what was that about? But I loved it. But like, what? I almost smashed my car into another car. And the whole time, the rest of the drive home, she just sat with her like pens and paper like this in my side seat. Literally so tensed. Wouldn't say a damn word. I took her to my car and then I freaked her. Okay, wait. I freaked her out. Anyways, I had on my list today to also talk about some of my cancellations, but I think I'm going to save that for next episode because it'd be kind of unserious for me to talk about my cancellations looking like this right now. That'd be kind of nasty. The last thing I want to talk about is the election. I am currently in a place where it hasn't happened yet. I am a full month almost away from the election, but when this is coming out, girl, we have a new president. I prepared two motifs for either result, which I know it's been a few weeks since y'all found out, but you know what? Might as well. I want to say that if Kamala has won, guys, who's excited for change? Who is excited for change in our country? This is a huge, huge step for America, and I am so excited. This is because of us. This is because of us that this has happened, and we need to pat ourselves on the back because I really have a good feeling about the next 4 years. This is the change that we've wanted to see for a really long time with our government, and I hope that changes are made within our government within the next 4 years and that things start looking up because we need new. We need new things. Enough with the damn Trump. Enough with the billions. Enough with the China. It's washed up. It's done. You're boring. You suck. You have proven that you suck. You have proven that you should be in jail. I don't get too political. I don't know too much. But what I do know is that I'm really looking forward to being happy. Okay, now this is the message of Trump one. Baka. Okay. And on that note, this is embarrassing. This is really embarrassing. Guys, okay. Guys, I'm coming at you live with an episode of Not Thriving After Dark, it seems, because you're probably confused. What is going on? Guys, I have an announcement. We're on episode 3 and I already have an announcement. The announcement is that I suck. The announcement is that I'm the worst. Guys, this episode that you're currently watching it's shorter than expected. It's shorter. I know I talked earlier about how I wanted to crack an hour, how I wanted to, you know, make this be a long episode, a proper podcast. And look where we ended up. Guys, okay, so I had some technical difficulties filming or editing this past episode. I wanted to be very transparent. I lost some footage. Embarrassing. I know, truly. These episodes have all been filmed over a month ago. I'm currently in present time for the first time on this podcast. I'm with you. I'm here with you. I'm holding space for you. But I'm here to tell you guys that I'm sorry this episode is shorter. Yes, I had technical difficulties, but to make it up to you, I have an announcement. Announcement time. Also, guys, I didn't put up my proper camera and lighting because I didn't want to. But also because I'm really busy. Guys, I'm busy. Can I just say, I know this is unprofessional. I know this is nasty. But I want to quickly say that now that I have this moment to talk to you guys in like a present format, thank you so much for the response on this podcast. I cannot believe that you guys are liking this. It means so much to me. I hope that this episode isn't like gonna ruin that for me because I'm a flop and I'm filming and I'm looking ugly. But thank you guys for loving at least the first two episodes. That means a lot. And I hope to post many more. And I hope to keep this going for a long time. This has been such a creative, wonderful, like, moment for me to have this again. It's been so many years since I've been able to post consistently. But I wanted to announce that this podcast is coming to streaming. It's finally on Spotify. You could please check it out on Spotify. And if by any chance you're listening to this on Spotify, I want to quickly say thank you and to rate it 5 stars, I think. Guys, I don't know. Rate it 5 stars. Give me good reviews. Give me the best reviews. I'm the best podcaster. Also, while I'm here, I want to quickly say that I'm sorry for anyone who wants to be listening to this podcast. It's a very visual podcast. I love playing to the camera. One thing about me, I will play to a camera. No, but I haven't made this the best experience for listeners, so I want to say sorry, but I'm going to improve on that in the future. I've already started doing it for episodes that you're going to be seeing, and I'll go into a full spiel about, what is the word? No one knows. I'm going to go into a full moment for you guys about how this has been for me, and just, I want to give a big thank you, but I'll save it for future episodes. But yeah, for now, I want to say, sorry, this episode sucks. Actually, this episode was great, just too short, but that's okay. Also, guys, I'm sorry I look ugly. Everyone thinks I'm ugly. That's what I'm learning about myself. Everyone thinks I'm nasty. Everyone thinks I'm actually really gorgeous. People have been meeting me in public recently and saying that I look better in person. So does that mean you guys think I'm ugly online? Please be honest. Let me know in the comments. Let me know, please. Because Facetune has ruined our youth. Let's talk about this actually really quick before we leave. Facetune has ruined our youth. But no one wants to talk about how the thing that's worsening the youth in America, actually all over the world, is FaceApp. If you don't know, FaceApp is like the new Meta. It's the new like AI version of Facetune. It will take your photos and use AI to make you look gorgeous. And that's not good. That's not good. Despite what you may think, it's not good. Because Facetune, at least you can like, at least you can be yourself. You can only fix things about yourself in your pictures on Facetune, about things that you know you want to fix. You know what I'm saying? FaceApp, on the other hand, will take insecurities that you didn't even know that you had, insecurities that you didn't even know you had, and they will fix them. And that's like the villain origin story of it all. Like, that will ruin lives. And one day, everyone's going to look back at this. Everyone's going to look back at this, at me, and they're going to say, wow, you were right. Facetune ruined America. I mean, FaceApp ruined, okay, you know what? I'm done. Facetune and FaceApp have also ruined society in a way people aren't talking about. People aren't talking about this. Because on the flip side, the narrative, I think, is for a lot of people to be like, okay, don't believe what you see on the internet. What you see isn't always what you get in real life. Like, if you see someone on the internet who looks gorgeous, that means they're probably ugly in real life because they can't face up real life. They can't face tune real life. You know what I'm saying? That's like the narrative is like, you know, people, it's not always as good as it seems. But I'm here to let you know that for me, it is as good as it seems. I actually look better in person. People always tell me that I look better in real life. People always come up to me and tell me this. People do say this. Guys, no, but for real. People do come up to me and tell me that often. And I just am left to wonder, why do you think I'm so ugly? Because you're missing out. No, I'm just kidding. I get it. Because I remember when I first moved to LA and I was meeting a bunch of big influencers and creators, I would be dumbfounded at how gorgeous these people are in real life. Like, they may Facetune, but the truth is in the pudding. I was truly shocked at so many people who I met. They're gorgeous. And you guys need to start locking in to me being gorgeous. Okay, I don't know where I'm talking about this. Also, now that I'm in the current day that you're watching this, I want to talk about how I just saw Wicked for the third time. And let's talk about it. This is the best movie. This is the best thing to ever happen to our youth, to our country, to our lives, ever. This is the best thing. Because the Wicked movie literally gave me like spiritual like happiness. Like, it gave me a spiritual awakening, I think, in a sense. But like the good kind. Because it made me so happy. And every time I've seen it, it's just gotten better. Like, I'm holding space for Defying Gravity, and you guys think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I'm really not joking. Also, guys, I notice that in these episodes, a lot of times I say, you guys think I'm joking. And I think I'm unpacking this. Because what this means is that because of a scandal that I've recently had, which I think I'm going to touch on next episode, I have a newfound fear that everyone thinks I'm lying when I'm just not lying. Like, I have a newfound fear that people really don't hold truth in what I say. But what really needs to happen is you guys need to start holding space for me. Okay, guys, my phone just ran out of storage, so it's a sign for me to stop talking, and it's about to run out of storage again. So I have 5 seconds. Guys, I love you. Thank you for watching, and I promise the next episode will be better, and love you guys. Well, actually, back to the episode. Thank you guys for watching this episode, and I really, really, really hope that you guys enjoyed, but thank you guys for watching. You guys are the best. You guys are the best. Bye. Bello. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wait. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase